Hello there, Stephen Baker speaking. We really do appreciate you listening in to Seek the Truth, and trust as we approach Christmas that the blessing of this time of the year might be real in your life and in your experience. The last time I did a podcast earlier in December, I promised that we would have a chat about some of the reasons why Christians believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now we're going to take this from the angle of the fact that the Bible makes predictions, very precise predictions that are or need to be fulfilled in the actual life and experience of the right person. And I use those words carefully, the right person being the one who is the Son of God. Right from the beginning of time, if you go back to the early chapters of the book of Genesis, God tells us about the creation of man and woman, Adam and Eve. He places them in a garden. He gives them a prohibition. It is a very simple prohibition that they must not eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The story goes on as recounted in Genesis chapter 3 that the devil uses a serpent as his kind of front, and he tempts Eve to disobey God. The result is Eve is deceived and Adam makes a choice to stand with Eve in her disobedience, in her sin, and the both of them eat of the fruit of the tree. God then approaches them, having questioned them as to where they are and wanting them to identify their wrong and their guilt for themselves. He begins to talk to them about the consequences of their behaviour. Now we need to always remember that that principle is true. There are consequences to behaviour. Life it plainly teaches us that, and experience teaches us that. And here are the words that God speaks to the woman. He says to Eve, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband, and he shall rule over you." Now those words are spoken, and they're patently true, that childbirth is a very painful and difficult experience, and that there has always been a conflict between men and women, and the man's desire to rule and the woman's desire to have authority over the man. And we could talk about all the process of life and development and all that has come about in society in terms of equal rights, etc., on the back of that. But those principles are stated in the Bible as things that would exist in the experience of men and women in life. But then God goes on to speak to Adam and tell him that, you know, he's going to have to work really hard. It'll be the sweat of his brow that will produce income and make sure that he can provide a livelihood for himself and for his wife. But before God addresses them, he speaks to the devil. And of course, the devil has used the front of the serpent as a disguise to deceive Eve. And these are the words that God says. He says, "I will put enmity or hatred between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. It, that is the seed of the woman, shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Now those are difficult words to understand in one sense until we come through the story of the Bible to understand that the seed of the woman is an expression that is quite unique. We know that when children are born, it's the result of reproduction and a relationship between a man and a woman. And it wouldn't be normal to talk about the seed of the woman. In fact, we know that the sex is determined by the chromosomes in the male. We know that there needs to be both male and female involved in the act of reproduction. So it becomes quite a unique expression when you consider the seed of the woman. You would need to follow that through then and come to another prediction in the Bible. In the book of Isaiah chapter 7, it says this, verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." So here now we have not just the seed of a woman, but a virgin producing a child. Impossible, you say. Modern science has done some pretty amazing things, including what we would know as test tube babies and IVF treatment, all that type of thing. Man has made great strides and advancements in producing life in difficult circumstances. And here is the Creator saying that he would supernaturally cause a virgin to conceive and bear a son, and his name would be called Emmanuel. Stay with me now if you can. We're going to turn to Matthew chapter 1 in the New Testament, and it's describing the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. And it talks about when, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. So before Mary and Joseph had a physical sexual union, Mary is found with child. This is a fulfillment of the ancient prophecy of the seed of the woman and of the virgin conceiving. In fact, this very passage then links into those verses in Isaiah chapter 7 and says, all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And here the amazing story takes on great significance, that God had promised there would be a person who's described as the seed of the woman, and he would bruise the head, he would bring destruction to the devil. The Bible describes a virgin conceiving and bringing a child into the world, bringing forth a son. And the Bible claims in Matthew chapter 1 that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of those prophecies. And the name given to him on that occasion is Emmanuel, which means God with us. So God came to our earth in a miraculous way, through a miraculous conception, through a virgin girl, and his name is Jesus. What about destroying the devil? Well, the Bible goes on to say in Hebrews chapter 2 that the Lord Jesus, by his death upon the cross, he destroyed him who had the power of death, that is the devil. So the death of the Lord Jesus legally dealt with the crimes of humanity, the sin of humanity, evil, and the Lord Jesus paid in full the price God demanded to provide salvation. And at the same point, He served a sentence against the devil that has not yet been enforced. Today the devil is condemned, he's on death row, he's ready for eternal destruction. That is not to cease to exist, but to be punished forever and to be put away from the presence of God eternally. But today God offers human beings forgiveness, salvation. And until that offer is withdrawn, the devil has the sentence of God's judgment over his head. But today we as human beings have the offer of salvation and forgiveness. When we turn from our sin, confess our need, and accept Christ as the Saviour. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Please listen again as we deal with some more of these great prophecies. And there are so many, and statistically it's impossible for them to be fulfilled by manipulation. But listen in, tune in and listen to further messages. If you want to listen to something else at the moment, go to seekthetruth.org.uk, listen to more podcasts, or read our blog, and we really trust that God will bless you this Christmas time. Thank you for listening.